弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们感谢主，弟兄带我们唱了这首诗歌。
We thank Lord for our brothers leading this song this morning.
我想我们希望我们现在我们心中我们当中的充满了这样天上的荣光。
So we hope that we are now filled with the heavenly glory.
我们因为是主在我们的心里面，主在我们的当中。
Because Lord is among us, Lord is in us.
好，开始的时候我们要一起来读几处的圣经。
Let's start with a few verses from the Bible.
好，我们第一处要翻到旧约民数记十三章。
First turn to Numbers chapter 13.
民数记十三章，我们先读30节、31节。
Numbers 13, let's read verses 30 and 31.
民数记十三章三十节，加勒在摩西面前安抚百姓说，我们立刻上去得那地吧，我们足能得胜。但那些和他同去的人说，你们不能上去攻击那民，因为他们比我们强壮。
Numbers chapter 13 verse 30 and 31. Then Caleb silenced the people before Moses and said, we should go up and take possession of the land, for we can certainly do it. But the man who had gone up with him said, we can't attack those people. They are stronger than we are.
14章24节。
Chapter 14, verse 24.
唯独我的仆人加勒，因他另有一个心志，专一跟从我，我就把他领进他所去过的那地，他的后裔也必得那地为业。
Because my servant Caleb has another spirit and follows me wholeheartedly, I will bring him into the land.
接下来我们翻到约书亚记十四章。
Let's now turn to Joshua chapter 14.
约书亚记十四章，我们先来念第六节到第九节。
Let's first read chapter 14 verse 6 through 9.
那时犹大人来到吉甲见约书亚，有基尼喜族的耶弗尼的儿子加勒对约书亚说，耶和华在加底斯巴尼亚指着我与你对神人摩西所说的话你都知道了。耶和华的仆人摩西从加底斯巴尼亚打发我窥探这地，那时我正40岁，我按着心意回报他。然而同我上去的众弟兄使百姓的心消化，但我专心跟从耶和华我的神。当日摩西启示说，你脚所踏之地定要归你和你的子孙永远为业，因为你专心跟从耶和华我的神。
Joshua 14 verse 6. Now the man of Judah approached Joshua at Gilgal, and Caleb son of Jephunneh the Kenizzite said to him, you know what the Lord said to Moses the man of God at Kadesh Barnea about you and me. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to explore the land, and I brought him back to a report according to my convictions. But my brothers who went up with me made the hearts of the people melt with fear. I, however, followed the Lord my God wholeheartedly. So on that day Moses swore to me, the land on which your feet have walked will be your inheritance, and that of your children forever, because you have followed the Lord, my God, wholeheartedly.
第十节到第十二节。
Verse 10 through 12.
自从耶和华对摩西说这话的时候，耶和华照他所应许的，使我存活这45年。期间以色列人在旷野行走，看啊，现今我85岁了，我还是强壮，像摩西打发我去的那天一样。无论是征战是出路，我的力量那是如何，现在还是如何。求你将耶和华那日应许我的这三地给我，那里有亚拿族人，并宽大坚固的城。你也曾听见了，或者耶和华照他所应许的与我同在，我就把他们赶出去。
Verse 10. Now then, just as the Lord promised, he has kept me alive for 45 years since the time he said this to Moses, while Israel moved about in the desert. So there I am today, 85 years old. I am still strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I'm just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then. Now give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day. You yourself heard then that the Anakites were there and their cities were large and fortified. But the Lord helping me, I will drive them out, just as he said.
13节到第15节。
Verse 13 through 15.
于是约书亚为耶夫尼的儿子加勒祝福，将希伯伦给他为业。所以希伯伦做了基尼喜族耶夫尼的儿子加勒的产业，直到今日。因为他专心跟从耶和华以色列的神。希伯伦从前名叫基列亚巴，亚巴是亚拿族中最尊大的，于是国中太平，没有征战了。
Verse 13, Then Joshua blessed Caleb, son of Jephunneh, and gave him Hebron as his inheritance. So Hebron has belonged to Caleb, son of Jephunneh, the Kenizzite, ever since, because he followed the Lord, the God of Israel, wholeheartedly. Hebron used to be called Kiriath Arba after Arba.Who was the greatest man among the Anakites? Then the land had rest from war.
现在我们看十五章。
Let's turn to chapter 15.
十五章十六十七节。
Chapter 15, verse 16 and 17.
加勒说：“谁能攻打基列西弗，将城夺取，我就把我女儿亚萨给他为妻。”加勒兄弟基涅斯的儿子俄陀涅。夺取了那城，加勒就把女儿亚萨给他为妻。
15 verse 16 and 17. And Caleb said, I will give my daughter Aksa in marriage to the man who attacks and captures Kiriath Sefer. Othniel, son of Kenaz, Caleb's brother, took it. So Caleb gave his daughter Aksa to him in marriage.
最后我们来看21章13节。
And finally, let's turn to chapter 21 verse 13.
以色列人将希伯伦，就是误杀人的逃城和属城的郊野，给了祭司亚伦的子孙，又给他们利拿和属城的郊野。
So the descendants of Aaron the priest, they gave Hebron a city of refuge for one accused of murder, Libna.
好，下面我们低头一些祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你，主啊，靠着你的恩典，我们今天还可以再一次聚在你的面前。
Lord, we thank you. Upon your grace, we can still gather before you today.
主啊，我们实在是求你，当我们每次聚集的时候，主啊，你就把你的天能够来向我们能够敞开。
We truly pray that every time we gather, that you open up the heaven for us.
让我们能够来看到这个天上的荣光。
So that we can see the heavenly glory.
因为我们只有看到天上天开了以后，你圣灵才能够降在我们的当中。
Because only when we see the heaven opens, the Holy Spirit can descend and dwell among us.
所以我们今天就求你不仅给我们这个要敞开的天，也把你的圣灵能够来降在我们的当中。
Today we pray that not only do you open up the heaven, but also bring down the Holy Spirit.
我们也求你圣灵能够来运行在我们的当中，能够来帮助我们，能够来更多的明白你的自己。
May the Holy Spirit flow among us so that we can know more about yourself.
我们把下面的时间就恭敬交在恩主的手中。
We give the following time into your hand.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. 好，圣经中我们知道记载了很多的人，每个人都有他们自己特别的一些地方。
The Bible records many characters, each with their unique qualities.
神在圣经中对他们的评语，有的是肯定的，有的呢要使他们来成为我们的警戒。
In the Bible, God's comments about these people, some being of affirmation, while others as warnings for us.
有的时候我会用这一些的话，我在教孩子的时候呢，我会来测试他们。
Sometimes when I teach the children, I will test them.
我就问他们，如果我们听到与神同行的话呢，你们会想到谁呢？
So I asked them, when we hear about walking with God, who can we recall?
我们知道这个是以诺啊。
We know
如果提到与神摔跤的话呢，我们就知道这个是雅各。
When we mention about wrestling with God, we know that is Jacob.
讲到合神心意的话呢，我们就知道这是说到大卫。
When we talk about men after God's own heart, we know that's David.
当我们也看到贪爱不义之工价的先知巴兰。
When we know that the person who loved the wages of the unrighteousness, that's prophet Balaam.
也说到卖主的加略人犹大等等。
And also the picture of the Lord who is Judah.
这些圣经中所提到的人物和他们的特点总是可以让我们能够来思想，也让我们一起来学习。
So these characters and their traits mentioned in the Bible always provide us with thoughts and lessons.
所以今天我要交通的题目是另有一个心智。
So today my topic is having another spirit.
所以我想我们大家都知道，我们今天要来看加勒这个人物。
So we all know that today we'll be looking at Caleb.
民数记开始我们读到的14章24节，我们大家都已经非常熟悉了。
We're all familiar with the book of Numbers, chapter 14:24 we just read.
所以唯独我的仆人加勒，因他另有一个心志，专一跟从我，我就把他领进他所去过的那地，他的后裔也被得那地为业。
It says, But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him, and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it.
这节圣经其实是去年底今年初我们年轻人冬令会的主题经文。
This verse was actually the theme verse for the youth winter retreat this year.
但我在思想的时候，我就觉得加勒的经历不仅对我们的年轻人非常有帮助。
But as I meditate upon this, I think not only does it help the youth.
但是我也觉得加勒的经历对我们在座的人可能更有帮助。
But I think Caleb's experience probably would be more helpful for all of us here today.
因为我们开始读的圣经中记载加勒的故事，即使发生他在40岁到85岁之间。
The story of Caleb we just read actually happened in the age between 40 and 85.
我相信我们当中除了年轻人之外，我们绝大多数人都在这个年龄段当中。
I believe among us, most of us are probably within this age range.
所以加勒的经历和他所面对的也是我们现今所要经历所要面对的。
Therefore, what Caleb had experienced and confronted will also be what we need to experience and confront.
神称许加勒另有一个心智，他有一个不一样的灵。
God commanded Caleb for having another spirit, a different spirit.
我们也知道其实神也希望我们像加勒一样，也另有一个心智，有一个不一样的灵。
We know that God also desires that us having another spirit, a different spirit.
说到加勒另有一个心智，其实也从另外一方面也说到，当时在以色列百姓当中，他们还有其他的心智。
Speaking of Caleb having another spirit, it also implies that there were also other spirits among the people of Israel.
加勒与当时的以色列百姓有一个不一样的心智。
Caleb had a different spirit than the rest of the Israelites.
那这两种不同的心智到底不一样在什么地方呢？
Then what is the difference between the two types of spirits?
他们差在什么地方呢？
Where is the difference?
我们要说这个差别就是天地的差别，就是天和地的差别。
We know this is the difference between heaven and earth.
加勒的心智与当时以色列百姓的心智的不同，是一个天与地的不同。
The distinction in Caleb's spirit compared to that of Israelites, is like the difference between heaven and earth.
我们要像加勒有一个不一样的心智，不是说我们要与我们周围的人不一样。
We should have a different spirit like Caleb, not necessarily to be different from the people around us.
很多的时候，我们是为了要与别人不一样而不一样。
Sometimes we want to be different in order to be different.
那么这个不一样的心智的标准到底是什么呢？
But what is the standard of being different?
我们这个标准就是属天的还是属地的。
The standard is whether it belongs to heaven or the earth.
我们都很熟悉该隐跟亚伯的故事。
We're all familiar with the story of Cain and Abel.
我们知道该隐是种地的，而他的兄弟亚伯是牧羊的。
We know that Cain was a farmer and his brother Abel was a shepherd.
亚伯牧羊不是因为他哥哥该隐是种地的，他就选一个与他哥哥不一样的职业。
Abel did not choose a different profession, being a shepherd, just because Cain was already a farmer.
亚伯牧羊是因为他所做的是有属天价值的事情。
Abel chose shepherding because what he did had heavenly value.
圣经说到亚伯将他羊群中头生的羊和子由献上， 耶和华看中了亚伯和他的供物。
It says in the Bible, Abel brought fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering.
只有是有属天价值的事物，神才会看重，才会被神悦纳。
Only things with heavenly value are valued by God and found favor with him.
而该隐所做的事对人来说也是相当有价值的。
While what Cain did was also fairly valuable to man.
但圣经说该隐拿地里出产为供物献给耶和华，但他的供物却没有属灵的价值，所以神看不中该隐和他的供物。
It says in the Bible, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as offering to the Lord. His offering lacked spiritual value, and therefore God did not regard Cain and his offering.
同样的，这个不一样也发生在亚伯拉罕和罗德的身上。
A similar difference also occurred between Abraham and Lot.
我们记得当时他们要分开的时候，亚伯兰就对罗德说，你向左我就向右，你向右我就向左。
We know that when they had to part ways, Abraham said to Lot, if you take the left hand, then I will go to the right, or if you take the right hand, then I will go to the left.
结果罗德就选择了约旦河的全平原往东迁移。
As a result, Lot chose the plain of the Jordan River and migrated eastward.
但接下来圣经却没有记载说，既然罗德往东迁移了，那么亚伯拉罕呢，就选择往西迁移。
However, the Bible does not mention that Abraham choosing to move westward just because Lot moved eastward.
圣经则是说到，亚伯兰住在迦南地。
Instead, the Bible said Abram settled in the land of Canaan.
只要是我们人自己的选择，就一定是属地的。
As long as the choice is made by man, it must be an earthly one.
这里亚伯拉罕他没有自己选，而是相信神，相信神给他的应许。
Here Abram did not make his own choice, rather he had faith in God and his promise.
因为神给他的应许是迦南地，是神为他选的迦南地。
Because the promise that God gave him was the land of Canaan.
只有神选的才是属天的。
Only what God chooses is heavenly.
我们要记得，我们不是求主来帮助我们来选哪一个。
You know, we need to remember that we are not asking God to help us to choose.
我不是说我现在有 A 跟 B 的选择，求主来帮助我，到底是选 A 还是选 B？ 这个我们是常常我们这样祷告的。
I'm not saying that we ask God to choose in between A and B, and that's usually what we pray for.
我们不是求主来帮助我们来选哪一个。
We're not asking the Lord to help us.To choose which one.
我们是求主叫我们不要自己选，而是让主为我们选。
Instead, we should ask the Lord not to let us choose, but let him choose for us.
就像我们有一首诗歌当中所说的，拣选我是不要。
Just like one of the hymns says, not my the choice.
亚伯拉罕是神来为他选住在迦南地的。
It was God who chose the land of Canaan for Abraham.
是神呼召亚伯拉罕住在迦南地的。
It was God who called Abraham to dwell in the land of Canaan.
所以他就住在迦南地。
Therefore, he lived in the land of Canaan.
所以亚伯拉罕与罗德有一个不一样的心志。
Abraham had a different spirit than Lot.
同样，迦勒也有一个不一样的心志。
Similarly, Caleb had another spirit.
不是因为他与众不同，而是因为他忠心于从神而来的这个属天的呼召。
Not because he was different from others, but because he was faithful to the heavenly calling that came from God.
我们和迦勒与当时的以色列百姓一样，都有一个从神而来的呼召。
Like Caleb and the Israelites, we also have a calling that comes from God.
圣经明确地告诉我们，我们每一个信主的人都是同门天召的圣洁弟兄姊妹。
The Bible tells us clearly that each believer is a holy brother who shares in a heavenly calling.
我们每一个蒙得救的人都得着了这个呼召，一个按照他旨意的呼召。
Every saved man has received this calling, a calling according to God's purpose.
所以我们就知道我们蒙神救赎不是没有目的的，而不是仅仅让我们得到永远的生命。
Therefore, our redemption by God is not without purpose, not merely for obtaining eternal life.
神叫我们蒙救赎，是神在我们每个人身上都有一个永远的旨意。
The redemption by God was because God has an eternal purpose for each one of us.
所以主对所有蒙的人说，不要做糊涂人，我们要明白神的旨意如何。
So the Lord admonishes every recipient of grace not to be foolish, but to understand what the Lord's will is.
神的旨意就是要我们每一个人都完完全全地进到基督的里面。
God's will for each one of us is to fully enter into Christ.
神的旨意是要他的儿子能够来充满我们，要我们更多地有他儿子的样子。
God's will is to have His Son to fill us and so that we can have more of His Son's likeness.
神的旨意是让基督的美丽能从我们身上显现。
God's will is to manifest the beauty of Christ through our lives.
神的旨意是要我们能够来进到基督里面，住在基督里面，得着基督的丰富。
God's will is for us to enter into Christ, to dwell in Christ, and to partake of the richness found in Christ.
这也是神当时对每一个出埃及的以色列人的呼召。
This was also God's calling to the Israelites who left Egypt at the time.
神给他们的旨意就是要叫他们进入迦南地，来享受迦南地一切的丰富。
God's will for them was to enter the land of Canaan and enjoy all its abundance.
旧约的迦南地就是预表着在基督里的丰富。
The land of Canaan in the Old Testament serves as a type of richness found in Christ.
所以很清楚，神对以色列百姓的呼召就是要得着迦南，住在迦南。
So God's calling to the people of Israel was to possess and dwell in Canaan.
就像主对我们的清楚的呼召，就是要我们得着基督，住在基督里。
And God's calling to us is also to possess Christ and dwell in Christ.
但主也说到，被召的人多，选上的人少。
But the Lord also said, many are called, but few are chosen.
那么谁能不仅被召而且能被选上呢？
So who can be called and be chosen?
只有另一有一个心智的人才能被选上。
Only those with another spirit can be chosen.
只有像迦勒一样有一个属天心智的人才能被选上。
Only those like Caleb with a heavenly spirit can be chosen.
所以下面我们就要从迦勒身上来看这另一个心智。
Now let's look at this different spirit from Caleb.
来看这个属天心智的一些特点，好叫我们能够来一同能够学习。
Let's look at some characteristics of this heavenly spirit so that we can all learn.
也让我们能够来得着这个不一样的心智，也能被主选上，成为忠心于属天呼召的人。
Let's also acquire this different spirit.Be chosen by the Lord and become people faithful to the heavenly calling.
第一，我们要像迦勒一样有一个勇敢的心智，而不是一个胆怯的心智。
First of all, we need to have a courageous spirit, just like Caleb, not a timid one.
圣经中第一次提到迦勒这个名字是在民数记十三章。
The first mention of Caleb in the Bible is in Numbers 13.
那个时候以色列百姓出埃及来到旷野。
At that time, the Israelites, having left Egypt, arrived in the wilderness.
大概经过一年多的时间，他们就来到了迦南地的南面，就是加底斯巴尼亚的地方。
After about a year, they reached south of the land of Canaan, near Kadesh Barnea.
摩西那时候打发十二个探子叫迦南地去窥探那地。
Moses sent 12 spies to explore the land of Canaan.
每一个支派选派一个人。
Every tribe offered one person.
迦勒就是被犹大支派所选派的，他是十二个探子之一，到迦南地去是窥探那地的。
And Caleb was chosen to be one of the 12 spies by the tribe of Judah.
我们来想，为什么神允许以色列人派十二个探子是窥探迦南地呢？
Let's think about this one. Why did God allow the Israelites to send spies into the land of Canaan?
其实神在他们出埃及地之前，在何烈山上就已经清楚告诉了摩西这件事情。
In fact, before they left Egypt, God had told Moses on Mount Horeb,
他要摩西领百姓到美好宽阔流奶与蜜之地。
He asked Moses to bring the people into the good and spacious land, a land flowing with milk and honey.
后来摩西他们在埃及地过第一个逾越节的时候，摩西也清楚地告诉了百姓。
Later on, during their first Passover, Moses shared with the people God's promise.
神不仅告诉他们迦南地是神赐给他们的应许之地，是一块美好的地图。
God not only told them that Canaan was the promised land, a good land.
同时神也告诉他们那块地上住着的仇敌。
But God also informed them that there were enemies dwelling.
同时也鼓励他们要进去得神所赐给他们的应许之地。
God also encouraged them to enter and possess the promised land.
那么神为什么仍旧允许十二个探子是窥探那地呢？
So why did God still allow the sending of the 12 spies to explore the land?
我们自然会觉得如果我们眼睛看见的话呢，我们就相信。
We naturally believe and think that seeing is believing.
但这里神不是为了教他们要眼，要教他们来学耳听为虚，眼见为实。
And here God did not teach them that seeing is believing.
神不是为了要测试他们的眼睛。
God did not plan to test their eyes.
其实他们的肉身的眼睛都非常的好。
Actually, they have very good eyesight.
他们所看见的与神所说的完全一样。
And what they saw aligned with what God said to them.
而且他们大家看见的也都完全相同。
And all they have seen, the 12 spies, are the same.
神允许他们去窥探那地，不是为了测试他们的眼睛，而是为了要测试他们的心。
God allowed them to explore the land of Canaan not to test their eyes, but to test their hearts.
神为了要显明每个人里面的心智。
The purpose was to reveal the spirit inside each one of them.
这十二个探子可以说也代表着全体以色列百姓。
These 12 spies, in a way, represented the entire Israel.
他们都有同样神的话，有同样的经历。
They had the same word from God. They had the same experience.
这十二个探子一同在迦南地有四十天之久。
The 12 spies spent 40 days exploring the land of Canaan.
他们一同带回来迦南地美好的果子。
They all brought back the good fruits of the land.
他们也一同看见了住在迦南地的仇敌。
They also saw the enemies inhabiting the land.
虽然看见的都是一样，但其中有十个探子却使百姓的心消化。
Although what they saw was the same, 10 spies brought back news that melted the hearts of the Israel.
这显出这十二个探子有一个胆怯的心智。
It showed that these 10 spies had a timid spirit.
他们所做的见证是，我们不能上去攻击那民，因为他们比我们强壮。
And their testimony was, we are not able to go up against these people, for they are stronger than we are.
他们是一个使人心消化的心智，是一个胆怯害怕的心智。
They had a spirit that dissolved hearts, a spirit that's timid and fearful.
而迦勒却另有一个心智，他有一个勇敢的心智。
However, Caleb had another spirit. He had a courageous spirit.
一个有勇敢心智的人，他的见证是：我们立刻上去得拿地，我们足能得胜。
The testimony of a man with a courageous spirit is, "Let us go up at once and occupy it, for we are well able to overcome it."
今天我们每个人也都是探子。
Today we are also spies.
我们都有同样神的话，同样神的应许。
We have the same words from God and same promise from Him.
我们也活在同样的环境当中，也面临着同样的挑战。
We're also in the same environment and face the same challenges.
我们的信息是什么呢？
What is our message?
我们的见证是什么呢？
What is our testimony?
我们是不是报恶性的探子，使百姓的心都消化的呢？
Are we spies who bring back a bad report that melt the hearts of the people?
还是我们能像迦勒一样，能够来起来鼓励百姓？
Or are we like Caleb who rise up and encourage the people?
我想我们都羡慕神永远的旨意和应许的美好。
We all desire the eternal will of God and the goodness of His promise.
我们都羡慕在基督里，在基督里一切的丰富当中。
We all desire to be in Christ and enjoy all the richness.
同样，我们也看到我们自己是何等的软弱无力。
However, we can also see our own weaknesses and inability.
我们自己完全不可能得到基督一切的丰富。
We cannot attain all the riches in Christ ourselves.
我们更不可能来达到神永远的旨意。
We cannot even reach God's eternal will.
不是我不想，这些地实在是美好，但美好是美好，但对我来说实在是高不可攀，遥不可及的。
It's not that we don't want to. These promises and richness are wonderful, but for me, they seem unattainable and distant.
我们现在在旷野，我们先不用先来说什么迦南。
We're currently in the wilderness. Let's not talk about the land of Canaan.
我们还是先来专注眼前的旷野。
Let's first focus on the wilderness.
我们先来解决旷野里的问题和我们的需要。
Let's deal with the issues and needs in the wilderness.
我们要先来想想办法，先来祷告神，先来帮我们解决在旷野喝水的问题。
Let's first pray and find solutions to solve the problems of drinking water.
我们来在旷野来祷告神，来帮助我们吃肉的问题。
Let's pray and find solutions to help us to solve the problem of eating meat.
但我们要记住。
But we must remember.
一切旷野问题的答案是迦南，也只能是迦南。
That the answer to all the problems in the wilderness is the land of Canaan.
如果没有迦南，我们人一定会落在害怕、丧气、失望之中。
Without Canaan, we will fall into fear, despair, and disappointment.
如果没有迦南，一定会落在心被消化的光景中。
Without Canaan, we will fall into this condition of of heart being melted.
旷野是叫我们认识到我们的软弱、我们的不足、我们的缺乏。
The existence of wildernessis for us to recognize our weaknesses, our insufficiency.
在旷野是要我们认识到我们在旷野是一无所有的。
The existence of wilderness is to let us realize that we have nothing at all.
我们所有的，我们的产业是在迦南，是在基督里。
All of our inheritance is in the land of Canaan, is in Christ.
只有基督是我们所有的，只有基督是我们的一切。
Only Christ is what we have, and only Christ is everything we have.
啊，如果我们不要迦南，我们不要来追求什么在基督里，那么在旷野里，我们就会要想到回埃及去。
If we do not desire Canaan, if we do not pursue what is in Christ, then in the wilderness we will long to return to Egypt.
我们就会要想到回到世界当中去得好处。
We want to seek the benefits of the world.
就像当时在旷野的以色列百姓，他们不要进迦南，他们就会彼此说，我们不如立一个首领回埃及地区吧。
Just like the Israelites in the wilderness at that time, they did not desire Canaan, and they said to each other, let us choose a leader and go back to Egypt.
我不知道大家读这句话有没有产生一个问题。
I don't know if we have this question when reading this verse.
我读这句话的时候，我有一个问题。
When I read this verse, I had a question.
为什么这些百姓要立一个首领来领他们回埃及地区呢？
Why did the people of Israel want to establish this leader who can lead them back to Egypt?
他们就是从埃及出来的，埃及其实是他们非常熟悉的地方。
They just came out of Egypt and they are familiar with Egypt.
为什么要立一个首领呢？
Why to establish a leader?
其实这正反映出这些百姓的心智。
In fact, it reflects the spirit of these people.
他们心中想要来跟从人。
They wanted to follow someone.
即使他们要回去他们所熟悉的地方，他们也要来跟从一个人。
Even if they were to return to the familiar place, they still wanted to follow someone.
甚至他们如果找不到一个人他们可以来跟随的时候，他们也会来找一个东西来跟从。
Even if they couldn't find someone to follow, they could find something to follow.
这就是为什么他们造出金牛犊说这个就是领我们出埃及的。
This is why they made a golden calf saying this is the God who brought us out of the land of Egypt.
因为他们所看得见的领他们出埃及的那个摩西突然不见了，他们不知道他遭遇了什么事。
Because Moses who led them out of Egypt was missing, therefore they didn't know what had happened to him.
但加勒却不是这样，他另有一个心志。
But on the other hand, Caleb wasn't like this. He had another spirit.
他不是来跟从人，而是专心跟从神。
He did not come to follow man, but follow God.
只有专一跟从神的人，才会有一个勇敢的心志。
Only those who follow God wholeheartedly will have a courageous spirit.
因为神赐给我们的不是一个胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
For God gave us a spirit not of fear but of power and love and self-control.
当我们来专心跟从神的时候，我们就能够来得到这个刚强的心。
When we focus on following God with single mind, we can obtain the spirit of strength.
这就是加勒另有一个心志，他专心跟从神，他就有一个勇敢的心志。
This is the essence of Caleb's having another spirit. He wholeheartedly followed God, resulting in a courageous spirit.
十个探子和其他以色列人的失败是因为他们先在神面前失败。
The failure of the 10 spies and the rest of the Israel stem from their initial failure before God.
在专一跟从神这件事情上他们先失败。
They failed to follow God wholeheartedly.
当我们人不再跟从神而来跟从人的时候，我们的心就一定会被消化。
When people cease to follow God and turn to follow man, their hearts are sure to be weakened.
主在地上对我们只有一个呼召，就是叫我们人来跟从他。
The calling of the Lord on earth is the same for everyone, which is to come and follow him.
他招很多门徒的时候，他没有说其他的，他就说一句话，跟从我。
When he called his disciples, he did not say anything else, but just one word, come and follow me.
这是他对西门彼得和他兄弟安德烈的呼召。
This was the calling to Simon Peter and his brother Andrew.
这是他对西比他的儿子雅各和他兄弟约翰的呼召。
This was the calling to James and his brother John, sons of Zebedee.
这也是他对税吏马太的呼召。
This was also the calling to Matthew, the tax collector.
直到最后当主要升天的时候也是同样的呼召，他要使万民做主的门徒来跟从他。
And the calling remained the same even when the Lord ascended, calling people of all nations to be his disciples and follow him.
我有一阵曾经在读福音的书的时候，我就想带着一个问题来读。
At some point in the past, when I read the book of the Gospels, I had this question.
我就来想要查考这些门徒，他们是如何做主门徒，可以让我们能够来成为主门徒的榜样。
I sought to examine how the disciples serve as the disciples of the Lord, thinking that they could be role models.
后来读下来的时候，发现榜样的例子非常的少，更多的是失败和软弱的例子。
However, as I continue reading, I found few examples of being a role model among the disciples, but many instances of failure and weaknesses.
我们发现这些门徒其实常常是说错话，做错事。
And we might notice that many of the disciples oftentimes did something wrong or said something wrong.
彼得好不容易说对了一句话，被主称赞，马上他就说错话，被主责备。
Peter, after finally saying something right and being praised by the Lord, immediately spoke wrongly and was rebuked by the Lord.
但后来我就发现，这些门徒其实只做对了一件事情，但只要这件事情做对了就够了。
Yet I discovered that despite their failures and weaknesses, the disciples were doing one thing right, and that's enough.
就是他们仍在跟从主。
And that something is that they can consistently follow the Lord.
就算是跌跌撞撞的，他们也在跟从主。
Even though when they stumble, they still follow the Lord.
无论有多少的失败，多少的软弱，只要我们仍在跟从主，主就一定会领我们到他要我们去的地方。
No matter how many failures or weaknesses, as long as we continue to follow the Lord, He will lead us to where He wants us to go.
主不会带我们到其他的地方去。
He will not lead us to anywhere else.
主只会带我们来完成神的旨意。
He will only lead us to fulfill God's will.
就像加勒，他另有一个心志，他专一跟从神。
Just like Caleb, he had another spirit, following God wholeheartedly.
神就领他进迦南地，赐给他所应许的产业。
And God led him into the land of Canaan, fulfilling the inheritance he had promised.
加勒另有一个心志，一个勇敢的心志。
Caleb had another spirit, a courageous spirit.
因为他专心跟从神。
Because he followed God wholeheartedly.
他跟从神，不跟从人。
He followed God, not man.
只有神能够来成为我们的力量，只有神才不会使我们的心消化。
Only God can be our strength, and only God can prevent us, our hearts from being melted.
也只有神才能带我们进入到迦南美地，进入到基督的丰富里去。
And only God can lead us into the land of Canaan, into the richness of Christ.
第二，我们要像加勒一样，有一个得胜的心志，而不是一个失败的心志。
Secondly, we need to have a victorious spirit like Caleb, not a defeated one.
圣经中记载的加勒所说的第一句话也是在民数记十三章当中。
The first words recorded in the Bible spoken about Caleb, spoken by Caleb were in Numbers 13.
当所有的探子从迦南地回来，向以色列全会众报告他们在迦南地所看见的，说那地果然是牛奶与蜜之地，然而住在那里的民强壮，城邑也坚固宽大，并且那里有亚拿族人，就是后人的尾裔，就是伟人的后裔。
When all the spies returned from exploring the land of Canaan and reported to the entire assembly of Israel about what they saw, they said, "The land does flow with milk and honey, but the people who live there are powerful, and the cities are fortified." And very large. We even saw descendants of Anak there.
就在那个时候，加勒出来在摩西面前安抚百姓说，我们立刻上去得那地吧，我们足能得胜。
At the same moment, Caleb stood before Moses and reassured the people, saying, Let us go up at once and occupy it, for we are well capable to overcome it.
这是加勒在圣经中所说的第一句话。
This was Caleb's first statement in the Bible.
从中我们就看见加勒他有一个得胜的心志。
From there we can see that Caleb had a victorious spirit.
而报恶性的十个探子却是一个失败的心志。
In contrast, the ten spies who brought back a bad report had a defeated spirit.
他们好像已经预备好了要失败。
It's like they were ready to fail.
如果是一个失败的心智，就必定要失败。
A defeated spirit inevitably leads to failure.
我们看到他们最终全部倒闭在旷野里。
And we see that all of them eventually perish in the wilderness.
加勒有一个得胜的心智，他就能最终进到迦南，能够得到应许之地。
Caleb had a victorious spirit led him into the land of Canaan and inherit the promised land.
得胜的心智不是说无知者无畏，不是盲目的乐观。
A victorious spirit is not one of the ignorance or reckless optimism.
加勒同样看见那十个探子所看见的一切的困难跟难处。
Caleb also saw the same difficulties that the other ten spies saw.
加勒之所以有得胜的心智，是因为他紧紧抓住了神的应许，因为是神叫他们上去得那地的。
The reason for Caleb's victorious spirit was that he held fast to God's promise, the promise that God told them to go and possess the land.
加勒所说的这句话 不是他自己的话，而是神所要说的话。
The words spoken by Caleb were not from him, but from God.
神要以色列百姓上去得那地，迦勒就说神所要说的。
God wanted the Israelites to go up and possess the land, and Caleb spoke the words God wanted them, wanted him to say.
今天我们的神不仅要我们得救，我们的神也要我们得胜。
Today, God not only wants us to be saved, but also to be victorious.
这是神的应许。
And this is His promise.
神是不会叫我们去做一件我们无法做成的事情。
God will not ask us to do something that's impossible.
就像有一次主答应彼得从水面上走到他那里，我们就看见彼得就可以在水面上行走。
Just like when Jesus promised Peter that he could walk on the water, we see Peter walking on the water.
神应许百姓进迦南地得那地，他们就一定能够上去得那地，他们就能够得胜，就能够来胜过仇敌。
When God promises the people to enter the Canaan and possess the land, they can go there and conquer. They can be victorious over their enemies.
因为这个是神的应许，这个是神的话。
Because this is God's promise, this is God's word.
我们人的得胜往往是征战而得胜。
Man's victory is usually to win after battles.
但在神那里是得胜。而征战。
But God's victory is to battle after winning.
我们都很熟悉诗篇23篇当中有一句话说到，在我敌人面前，你为我摆设宴席。
We are familiar with the verse from Psalm 23:5 says, "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies."
神不是说在打败了的敌人面前，我为你摆设宴席。
It does not mean that God prepares a table after defeating the enemies.
而是神在我敌人面前为我摆设宴席。
Rather, God prepares a feast in the presence of our enemies.
在神那里永远都是得胜。
In God, it's always victory.
所以我们要先有一个像迦勒一样的得胜的心智，我们才能够来起来征战。
Therefore, we need to first have a victorious spirit.Like Caleb, before engaging in any battles.
得胜的心智是相信神，相信神的应许。
A victorious spirit is about believing in God and His promise.
不仅知道我所信的是谁，而且也深信他能保全我所交托他的，直到那日。
It involves not just knowing whom I have believed, but also being persuaded that He is able to keep that.Which I have committed unto him.
得胜的心智是要把我们自己完全的交托在神的手中。
A victorious spirit means completely and fully committed to the hands of the Lord.
不是犹犹豫豫的交托，而是非常坚定的交托。
It's not hesitatingly, but with full commitment.
因为只有我们的主才是得胜者，我们才能够得胜，是因为我们在主的手中。
Only our Lord is the ultimate victor, and our victory comes when we are in His hands.
当我们定义完全的交托在主的手中，这就是得胜的心智。
When we are fully committed to the Lord, that is a victorious spirit.
就像我们篮球比赛的话。
Just like a basketball game.
如果你想要赢的话，你首先要跟最厉害的人，比如 Michael Jordan 在一个队。
If you want to win the game, you want to be with the same team as the best player like Michael Jordan.
你要先来跟从他，他在哪个队呢？你也要想办法在那个队。
You will want to follow him, to any team that he goes.
但不仅如此，你要赢球的话呢，你还要做一件事情。
But not only that, in order to win the game, you have to do one thing.
就是要把你手中的球呢，要交给 Michael Jordan.
That is to pass the ball to the hand of Michael Jordan.
如果你还觉得你有些能力比 Michael Jordan 还厉害的话呢，你是不大会愿意来交的。
If you think you're to some extent a little bit better than Michael Jordan, you probably are not willing to pass the ball.
如果你自己一直还在牢牢地抓住球的话呢，你是没有办法得胜的。
If you hog the ball, you probably will not win the game.
你所要做的就是要把球交在 Michael Jordan 的手中。
And what you need to do is to pass the ball to the hands of Michael Jordan.
你要想尽一切的办法把球要交在他的手中。
And you will do everything in order to pass the ball to his hand.
这就叫做定义完全的交托。
And this is called being fully committed to him.
我们要得胜，我们就要定义把我们自己完全的交在主的手中。
To be victorious, we must commit ourselves completely to the hands of the Lord.
我们要尽一切的办法把我们自己完全的交在主的手中。
We will do everything possible to fully commit ourselves to him.
那我们怎么才能把我们自己完全的交在主的手中呢？
How can we then be fully committed to him?
其实也非常的简单。
It's actually very simple.
我们只有借着祷告，我们才能把自己完全的交在主的手中。
Yeah, only through prayer can we commit ourselves into His hand.
因为我们都知道，我们也有同样的经历，我们自己是没有办法把我们自己完全交在主的手中的。
We all know that, and we have all experienced that we cannot fully surrender ourselves on our own.
我们都爱我们自己，我们也都很体贴我们的自己。我们都是舍不得我们自己的。
Because we all love ourselves, we all consider ourselves.
但在人不能，在神凡事都能。
But what is impossible for man is possible with God.
所以神要我们凡事都借着祷告，神要我们是一个祷告的人。
Therefore, he desires us to pray about everything and wants us to be people of prayer.
那我们是不是一个祷告的人呢？
Are we people of prayer?
我们大家都知道孙斌姊妹的妈妈于老姊妹两天前已经被主接走。
We all know that sister Sun Bing's mother, sister Yu passed away and rested in Lord's bosom 2 days ago.
于老姊妹给我留下的印象就是她是一个祷告的人。
The impression she gave me was that she was a sister of prayer.
我们姊妹平时在我们当中说的话非常非常的少。
Our sister is a person with very few words among us.
姊妹和我有过两年的时间，我们一起在周五的查经小组里。
But we used to spend 2 years in the same Bible study group.
两年的时间，我们姊妹在查经的时候几乎没有过什么分享。
And during those 2 years, our sister rarely shared during the Bible study time.
但她每次都会留下来参加分组的祷告。
But every time she would stay after and join the prayer group.
而且每次她都会祷告。
And every time she would pray.
这就是姊妹所留给我的最大最深刻的印象。她是一个祷告的人。
And that's the impression that she gave me. She is a person of prayer.
虽然姊妹不是一个乐意说话的人，但她却是一个乐意祷告的人。
Even though our sister was not willing to talk much, but she was willing to pray.
我们给人的印象是不是也是一个祷告的人呢？
Do we leave the same impression to other people that we are people of prayer?
我们要得胜，我们就要定义把我们自己完全的交在主的手中。
To be victorious, we need to commit ourselves completely to the hand of the Lord.
所以我们就要是一个祷告的人，把我们自己才能完全的交在主的手中。
Therefore, we need to become people of a people of prayer, placing ourselves entirely into His hand.
这就是得胜的心智。
And this is victorious spirit.
主只能保守那些完全交托他的人。
Lord can only preserve those who are entirely committed to him.
而且我们开始念的提摩太后书一章十二节最后还有几个字。
And also in the verse we read at the beginning, 2 Timothy, there are a few more words at the end.
直到那日。
Until that day.
得胜的心智不是交托一次或者交托一阵，得胜的心智是要一直的交托。
A victorious spirit is not a one-time commitment or a period of time. It is a constant commitment.
我们看见加勒有一个得胜的心智，他不仅一开始抓住神的应许，而且经过旷野45年，到了他85岁的时候，他仍能说我还是强壮，像摩西打发我去的那天一样，无论是征战是出路，我的力量那是如何，现在还是如何，求你将耶和华那日应许我的山地赐给我。
We see that Caleb had a victorious spirit. He not only held fast to God's promise from the beginning, but even after 45 years in the wilderness, when he was at the age of 85, he could say, I am still as strong today as the day Moses sent me out. I am just as vigorous to go out to battle now as I was then. Now, give me this hill country that the Lord promised me that day.
加勒在旷野经过了45年，他仍旧没有忘记神的应许，没有忘记神应许他的产业。
Caleb went through the wilderness for 45 years, yet he did not forget God's promise, and he did not forget the inheritance God had promised him.
加勒有一个得胜的心智，他深信神能保全我们所交托他的，直到那日。
Caleb had a victorious spirit.Being persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him until that day.
这个就是得胜者。
And this is a victor.
因着加勒有一个得胜的心智，他最终得到了神应许他的产业。
Because he had a victorious spirit, Caleb eventually obtained the inheritance God promised.
圣经说到，当加勒得着了他的产业，于是国中太平，没有征战。
The Bible says that when Caleb received his inheritance, the land had rest from war.
因着加勒有一个得胜的心智，他就能得胜。
Because Caleb had a victorious spirit, he was able to triumph.
因着加勒的得胜，他就带下国中平安。
Through Caleb's victory, peace came to the land.
这就是加勒另有一个心智，一个得胜的心智。
This is Caleb's another spirit, a victorious spirit.
第三，我们要像加勒一样，有一个为着神家的心智，而不是一个为着自己的心智。
Thirdly, we need to have a spirit like Caleb's, for the house of God, rather than for ourselves.
由于以色列百姓的悖逆，加勒当时没有办法马上进到迦南，而是他只能继续的在旷野里面。
Due to the disobedience of the Israelites, Caleb couldn't enter Canaan immediately and had to continue in the wilderness.
这一过就是40年。
This lasted for 40 years.
加勒从40岁一直到了走到了85岁。
And Caleb wandered in the wilderness from the age of 40 until the age of 85.
他完全没有得罪神，他也盼望进入到迦南地。而且他已经到了迦南地的边上。
Caleb did not sin against God. He longed to enter the land of Canaan, and to a point had reached the border of Canaan.
但他却要和神其他的百姓在旷野当中飘荡40年，这个不被神数算和纪念的40年。
However, he had to wander in the wilderness with the other Israelites for 40 years, a period not counted by God.
我们看到加勒他没有发任何的怨言，我们甚至发现在这40年当中，圣经没有记载加勒说过的任何的话。
In fact, we see that Caleb did not complain. We also find that the Bible does not record any words spoken by Caleb during these 40 years.
同时，我们也可能奇怪，他如果不发怨言的话，他有没有想过要跟其他的以色列百姓分开，而独自进入迦南呢？
Not only did he refrain from complaining, we may be curious that he also did not choose to separate from the other people and enter Canaan by himself.
我自己进入迦南，这就好得无比了。
If I just enter into the land of Canaan, that would be great.
但加勒是把他自己摆在神百姓的中间。
But instead, Caleb placed himself among the people of Israel.
即使他周围的百姓软弱失败，他看他们仍是他的弟兄，他的姐妹。
Even when he see all the Israelites around him failed, he still saw them as his brothers and sisters.
他能看他们是他家里的人。
He still saw them as his family.
加勒没有为着他自己，他而是有一个为着神家的心志，来与神的百姓，他的家人在一起。
Caleb did not seek his own interests, but instead had a spirit for the house of God, staying with God's people, his family.
终于经过四十年的旷野，神的百姓进入到了迦南地。
After 40 years in the wilderness, God's people finally enter Canaan.
我们就看到迦勒就到吉甲来见约书亚，请求约书亚将耶和华应许他的地图给他。
We see Caleb going to Gilgal to meet Joshua, asking him to give him the land that the Lord had promised him.
约书亚那是已经接续了摩西，成为以色列的领袖，是带领以色列百姓的人了。
At that time, Joshua had succeeded Moses as the leader of Israel, guiding the people.
我不知道加勒当时有没有什么想法。
I don't know if Caleb had another thought.
经过四十年的时间，在所有以色列百姓当中，最年长的、最有威望的、最有资历的，就是加勒和约书亚。
After 40 years, the most senior, respected, and experienced individuals among the Israelites are probably Caleb and Joshua.
严格来说，加勒的属灵的眼光可能还好过约书亚。
More strictly speaking, Caleb's spiritual insight might have been better than Joshua's.
我们记得一开始是加勒一个人在摩西面前来安抚百姓的。
We remember that in the beginning, it was Caleb alone who came before Moses to comfort the people.
他首先清楚地把神的心意告诉了百姓。
He first conveyed God's will to the people of Israel.
约书亚是在后来才与加勒一同劝勉百姓。
And it was later on that Joshua joined Caleb to exhort the people.
但经过四十年，摩西去世的时候，约书亚却成为了以色列的领袖。
But after 40 years, when Moses died, it was Joshua who took the lead.
我们知道圣经当中还有一卷书是以约书亚命名的，却找不到加勒记。
We know that in the Bible there is a book named after Joshua, which is the book of Joshua, but we don't find a book that's named Book of Caleb.
加勒经过四十多年没有得到任何的头衔。好像我们看不出他是不是以色列的第二把手，可能还不是。
After 40 years, Caleb did not receive any titles. It seemed like he was not even in the second position of the leadership.
从世人的眼光来看，加勒应该非常的生气。
From a human perspective, Caleb might have been angry.
我们看见加勒却有一个不一样的心智。
However, we see a different spirit in Caleb.
不仅他没有灰心失望，他也没有来嫉妒约书亚。
Not only did he not lose heart, he did not envy Joshua.
我们看到他与其他的犹大人一起来到吉甲来见约书亚。
And we actually see that he, along with other people of Judah, came to Gilgal to meet Joshua.
因为加勒另有一个心志，一个为着神家的心志。
Because Caleb had another spirit, which is the spirit for the house of God.
一个不为着自己好处的心志。
A spirit that's not for his own interest.
加勒是有一个在神家做儿子的心志，就像我们弟兄上个主日所分享的，是在神的家中做儿子。
Caleb had a spirit of being a son in God's house, as shared by brother last Sunday, serving as a son in the house of God.
他在神的家中做儿子，而不是在神的家中来做官的。
He served as a son in the house of God rather than as an official.
在神家的服侍和追求是本着儿子的身份，而不是按着在神家所谓的头衔，或者是为着得到神家所谓的头衔。
Serving and pursuing in God's house from the perspective of being a son, not aiming for so-called titles in God's house.
因为加勒有一个为着神家的心志，一个在神家做儿子的心智。
because Caleb had a spirit for the house of God, one of being a son in God's house.
他在神家的服侍是以儿子的身份。
He could serve in the house as a son.
他在神的家中是一个温柔的人，他就能成为一个蒙福的人，一个能够来承受地土的人。
He served in the house of God as the meek, and he could become a blessed person, one who inherits the land.
加勒就最后能够来得到神应许给他的产业。
Caleb could receive the inheritance promised by God.
加勒在圣经当中最后一次出现是为了他的女儿找丈夫。
Caleb's last appearing in the Bible was to find a husband for his daughter.
我们看到他给他的女婿所定的标准只有一条。
We can see that the only criterion that he sets for his son-in-law was only one.
谁能攻打基列西弗将城夺取，我就把我女儿亚萨给他为妻。
Whoever can capture Kiriath Sefer and conquer it, I will give him my daughter Aksa as his wife.
加勒选女婿，他没有身高、体重、外貌、年龄、学历、职业等等的要求。
Caleb did not have requirements for his son-in-law based on height, weight, appearance, age, or profession.
他的标准只有一条，是不是跟他一样，另有一个心思。
His only criterion was the same as his, that is, whether he had that different spirit.
他能不能像他一样，有一个勇敢的心智，能攻打基列西弗。
Can that person have the same courageous spirit that he could capture Kiriath Sefer and conquer the city?
有没有像他一样有一个得胜的心智，能将城夺取？
Can that person have the same victorious spirit that he can conquer the city?
加勒不仅自己有一个不一样的心智，他也盼望着他的下一代同样有这个不一样的心智。
Caleb not only had a different spirit himself, but also desired the same for the next generation.
加勒如何跟从主？他盼望他的下一代也同样专一跟从主。
How Caleb followed the Lord, he hoped the next generation would follow the Lord with the same commitment.
加勒怎样交托给主？他也同样盼望他的下一代也是完全交托于主。
Just as Caleb committed himself to the Lord, he also wish for his next generation to be completely committed to the Lord.
这是一个不一样的心智，一个以神家的事为念的心智，一个为着神家见证传承的心智。
This is a different spirit, one for the house of God, one that is that's with a focus on the matters of the house of God's house.
愿我们也能够像加勒一样。另有一个心智，一个不为自己的心智，而是为着神家的一个心智。
May we also, like Caleb, have another spirit, one that's not for ourselves, but for the house of God.
也让我们都可以来说，我们的见证是，至于我和我家，我们都必定侍奉耶和华。
Let us also testify, saying, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord.
唯独我的仆人加勒，因他另有一个心智。
But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit.
加勒另有一个心智，一个勇敢的心智，而不是一个胆怯的心智，因为他专一跟从神，他可以起来安抚百姓，可以起来鼓励百姓。
Caleb had another spirit, a courageous spirit, not a timid one. Because he followed God wholeheartedly, he could rise and comfort and encourage the people.
加勒另有一个心智，一个得胜的心智，而不是一个失败的心智，因为他能够完全交托给神，他最终能够来得到神应许的产业。
Caleb had another spirit, a victorious spirit, not a defeated one, because he could fully commit himself to God. He ultimately received the promised inheritance from God.
加勒另有一个心智，一个为着神家的心智，而不是为着自己的心智。他以神家的事为念，他能够来存心忍耐，把自己完全放在神的家中。
Caleb had another spirit, a spirit for the house of God, not for himself. He set his mind on the matters of the house of the Lord, persevering and placing himself completely in God's house.
他能够来存心谦卑，在神的家中做儿子来侍奉。
He was humble, serving as a son in God's house.
他在神的家中也有一个为父的心，顾念神家见证的传承，为着神，他和他的全家必定侍奉耶和华。
He also had a father's heart in God's house, caring for the witness and passing on the legacy of God's house. He and his household will serve the Lord.
神最后带领迦勒进到迦南地，得着了神给他的应许之地。
And eventually, God led Caleb into the land of Canaan and gave him the promised land.
迦勒所得为业的地方叫希伯伦。
And the only place that Caleb received was Hebron.
但我们看到，当迦勒得着了他的产业希伯伦之后，他却把希伯伦献给神，成为神所设立的六座坛城之一。
But we see that when Caleb received his inheritance in Hebron, he dedicated it to God, making it one of the six cities of refuge established by God.
迦勒献给神的就是他所得的产业。
What Caleb gave to God was his inheritance.
迦勒把他所得的产业献给神，是蒙神悦纳的。
And the inheritance that Caleb gave to God was pleasing to God.
今天我们手中有没有献给神的呢？
Do we have anything in our hands that we can give to the Lord?
我们手中有没有蒙神所悦纳的呢？
Do we have anything in our hands that's pleasing to the Lord?
所以神今天来呼召我们，要来得这个产业，要来得着基督的丰富。
Therefore, today God calls us to inherit, to obtain the richness.
因为只有当我们得着了基督，得着了基督的丰富，我们才能来献给神，才能蒙神的悦纳。
Only when we obtain the promised inheritance from God, receive Christ and possess the richness of Christ, can we come and offer it to God.
愿我们都能像迦勒一样，另有一个心志。
May we all like Caleb have another spirit.
神就领我们进入基督的丰富，得着基督的丰富。
Then God will lead us into the richness of Christ, receive the richness of Christ.
我们手中有可以来献给神的，来蒙神的悦纳。
And we can have something in our hand that's pleasing to Him, and we can offer it to God.
低头祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，今天实在让我们看到迦勒他另有一个新心志。
Lord, we thank you that today you have let us see that Caleb has another spirit.
也求主让我们能够像迦勒一样，也另有一个心志。
We also pray that may we all have another spirit, just like Caleb.
一个能专心跟从主，一个有勇敢的心志，而不是一个胆怯的心志。
A spirit that's courageous and not a timid one that follows the Lord wholeheartedly.
也求主让我们能够来完全的交给主，能够来紧紧的抓住应许，让我们有一个得胜的心智，而不是一个失败的心智。
That we will have this spirit that can follow the Lord and fully committed to the Lord and follow the Lord wholeheartedly.
我们也求主让我们有一个为着神家的一个心志，能以神家的事为念，能在神的家中做儿子，能够来尽心忠心的服侍他。
We also pray that we may have the same spirit that cares the matters of the house of God, so that we can serve the Lord.
也求主让我们对我们的下一代也有同样的这样一个负担。愿我和我家，我们都必定侍奉耶和华。
May we also have the same burden on our heart for the next generation, so me and my household will serve the Lord.
我们求主，因着我们有另一个这样心志，我们最终能够来得到基督的丰富。我们可以把手中得到的这个丰富，能够来献给神，能够来蒙主的悦纳。
And we pray that we may have this spirit that we can receive the richness of Christ, and that we can give and offer this richness to the Lord.
我们感谢主恩待我们。 奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We thank the grace and pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.